What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? It's your boy, it's your cousin, it's your friend, Calvin the New Trader, Calvin the Disciplined Trader, checking in with you. Listen, today we're going to be talking about support and resistance. And if you are on your journey, you're just starting out, or maybe you've been on it for a little while, you really need to understand support and resistance. Today I'm going to talk about why support and resistance is so important. And on top of that, as a bonus, you're going to get free access to a super class, a video of me actually showing you step by step what support and resistance is. It's a quick video. You can watch it and it will get straight to the point and show you a real life example of support and resistance. I'll break it down for you, teach it super simplistic for you. And so make sure after you listen to this podcast episode, when you get some free time, click the link in the description of this podcast episode, click the link in the show notes, and you can watch this free masterclass for absolutely free. I want to just give you visualization of what I'm talking about so you can understand and apply it to your journey, because that's what we're here for. We're here to see each other grow. This skill set is going to do so much for me. It has already done so much for me, but it's going to do so much more for me. Things that I've never seen before, things that I've never even thought was possible, but this skill set is going to make it possible. And so if I have been able to learn something that can benefit you, this is the podcast where we just want to encourage, we just want to inspire, and we just want to share those tips that can benefit you. All right. So, hey, buckle up your seatbelt. We're going to thank our sponsor, and then we're going to talk about support and resistance. Let's get into it. What's going on, traders? It's your boy Calvin, the New Trader here. Listen, before we continue today's podcast episode, I wanted to tell you about our sponsor, Blue Guardian. Blue Guardian is our recommended prop firm on the Forex Being a Podcast only because of this main one reason. It's because Blue Guardian has a tool called the Guardian Protector that is helping traders actually have a fair shot at passing their challenge and also making it to funded status. Now, a lot of prop firms, they offer these discounts. They offer all these incentives. If you get funded, we'll give you back 200% of your refund, all of that stuff. But guess what? Traders are not getting funded. And why aren't traders getting funded? Traders aren't getting funded because we traders, we new beginner and developing traders, we violate our daily drawdown, we over leverage, and we risk, and sometimes we over trade. Even when we use the right lot sizes, we're over trading, and it causes us to push our accounts so far in the negative that we can't bring them back. But what if I told you that Blue Guardian had a solution to this problem that could potentially help you get over the hump and pass your next prop firm challenge? Well, that tool is called the Guardian Protector. The Guardian Protector, which Blue Guardian offers, allows you, once you get your challenge account, it allows you to go in the back office and you can set limits in the market. All right. You can set percentage limits or dollar amount limits so that once you hit those areas, Blue Guardian will automatically take you out of the trade, and you have the option to select to disable your trading account for the day once you hit that daily drawdown limit. Now, this is to protect you from overtrading and violating your challenge account. This is a tool, if used correctly, can literally change the game and help you stay disciplined, stay on track, and pass your challenge. All you need is a profitable strategy. So if you have a profitable strategy, you've tested it out, I'm telling you, Blue Guardian is the prop firm that we recommend, because they are helping provide tools to help traders level up and have a fair shot at getting funded. Not just selling a dream, but actually providing tools to help traders actually reach and achieve their dreams as being a funded trader. So if you're ready to get your prop firm journey started with Blue Guardian, not only do they have the Guardian Protector, but you can hold trades over the weekend. You can hold trades during the news. You can take trades during the news if that's what you do. All right, be careful. But if that's what you do, you can do that with Blue Guardian. And we're going to give you 15% off on your next challenge using coupon code NEWTRADER, the number one at checkout. Again, 15% off your next challenge at any time, whenever you're ready. There's no pressure to start now. Use coupon code NEWTRADER, the number one at checkout. Ladies and gentlemen, you're going to get 15% off your next challenge. And without further delay, let's jump back into today's podcast episode. Let's go.
You're listening to the Forex Beginner Podcast with Calvin the New Trader. On this podcast, you'll get daily motivation, encouragement, and Forex trading tips as Calvin the New Trader shares his journey with you.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? It's your boy, it's your friend, it's your cousin, Calvin, the new trader, checking in. What's happening? This is the Forex Beginner Podcast, the daily podcast bringing you that motivation, inspiration, and trading tips as you work your way to becoming a consistently and profitable Forex trader. What's going on? It's a beautiful day in the beautiful South Florida area. Listen, I hope you're doing good. Today, we're going to talk about support and resistance. Now, this is important because this is how you're going to gauge your entries. All right. Whenever you look at a chart, and you see candlesticks moving, they're moving up and down. And then suddenly you see candlesticks start moving in the opposite direction. Okay. And then maybe they start, you know, stopping in one spot. So you start seeing smaller candles are printing. And these smaller candles, they're staying in one area, one candle after another prints. And it's just moving up and down in this one area. Well, guess what? That's an area of either support or resistance. And these are areas. These are like invisible zones in the market, okay, where price is halting, stopping, and or consolidating in, hanging around, all right? And these areas can help us better gauge where to get in and out of the market. All right. Now, the reason this is important is because you have to use technical analysis. If you're a technical trader, which most new beginner and developing traders, we are technical traders, meaning we look at the charts, we use past data to predict future price movements. Right. And so in order to get entries in the market, in order to really gauge what a market is doing, you have to understand technical analysis. And a part of that is built around support and resistance. You have to understand when is the best opportunity for me to get into a trade where the momentum is going to be on my side and the volume is going to push my trade into profit. And typically those pushes of volume, those pushes of momentum that can take you from getting into a trade to actually profiting, making profit from a trade, is being able to get into trades after it has broken and retested a area of support and or resistance. All right. And so support and resistance is very, very important. When you think about support, I want you to think about an area that is holding you up. Okay. Anything that is at a support essentially is being held up and supported by that level. Okay. Now, when you talk about a resistance, it's something that's ahead of you, something that's in front of you, that's stopping you from moving in a direction that you want to move. Okay. And so a lot of times in the market, what we're looking for is we're looking for price to be in a particular trend, a downtrend if we're looking for sales, an uptrend if we're looking for buys. And essentially, we're looking for support areas to help support us to move to the next high or low in the market. And then when we get to resistance areas, these are the areas that we're looking to take our profit because that area is going to try to reject us, is going to try to deter us from moving forward and creating a new high end or low. Okay. So this is the significance of support and resistance. We want to buy at support and we want to take profit at resistance areas. And a support can be, for a downtrend, or a support can be for uptrend, right? Sometimes people think a support is only for an uptrend, right? No. Supports can be found on uptrends and downtrends. When you are looking at a chart and price is moving in a downtrend and price creates a low and then pulls back and creates what's called a lower high, that is your support area. That's where you're looking to take your entry to see price continue to go down for more sales. Okay. When you're in an uptrend and price is creating a high and then it creates a higher low, you're looking at that higher low. That's your support area. And that's where you're looking to take a trade in hopes that price will create a new high, or you could take the trade up to that previous high, which will serve as a resistance level. And so this is the importance of support and resistance. It's very, very important. It's something that you have to know because it's going to help you gauge your entries. I do nothing without support and resistance. All right. I need to understand where my support and resistance levels are in order to dictate when I get in a trade, how much position I'm putting on a trade, meaning how much risk I'm risking on a trade, and how far I can take a trade. And also, when I'm in a trade, I can reduce my risk by bringing my stop loss up, by placing my stop loss underneath key support levels. Okay. So these are just very, very important things. And because it's so important, I have done a masterclass, a video tutorial for you. The link is in the description. It's me going over a trade setup that I was actually in this morning and actually just showing you, hey, this is a trade I'm in, and this is how I got into this trade based off the support and resistance level. So please go in the link in the description, absolutely free. Check out this video tutorial, this video superclass, and definitely get familiar with support and resistance. Ladies and gentlemen, it's your boy Calvin, the new trader, checking in. God bless you. I look forward to running into you at the bank one day, but you cannot meet me there. You got to beat me there. When I pull up to that bank, you should already be walking out, duffel bag on your shoulder, big smile on your face. That's my way of saying I believe we all are going to be successful. Till next time, God bless you. Take care and much love. Stay encouraged. You got this. Just never give up. All right. Holla at you later. Peace. Thank you for listening to the Forex Beginner Podcast. If today's episode helped you in any way, please click follow on whatever platform you're currently listening to this episode on. That way, you never miss another episode. And if you need help on your trading journey, looking to get connected with a group of like-minded individuals that are focused and determined on reaching success in Forex, and get access to the trading strategies that I have used to get funded with multiple prop firm accounts, join us in Calvin's Forex Growth Group. It's a one-time fee, and you get access for a lifetime.